Minaj. Everybody look alive, because here comes the judge.
Judge. You can judge a contest. You can judge a distance. You can judge a height. There's a judgment which the Bible clearly establishes that is left for only one to do. That's judging others. That one is God. Jesus declares in John chapter 8, verse 50, "And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges." Now, I'm not talking about judges in the courtroom. Their role in our society is directly defined by God. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. God's saying, "You shall appoint judges and officers in all your gates, which the Lord your God gives you, according to your tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. You shall not pervert justice. You shall not show partiality, nor take a bribe, for a bribe blinds the eyes of the wise and twists the words of the righteous." Oh, you can try to tell a court judge that they can't sit in judgment of you. Let me know how that works out for you when they release you. I thought about the concept of judging others with the passing of John Schetesky. The visual John presented was one of a frail young man in a wheelchair living with a neuromuscular disease. The belief created by that visual within many was one of pity for someone who appeared at least so limited with a less than desirable quality of life, or options, opportunities. The reality about John Schetesky and others that we see in that way, oh, very different. Along with his yearly tireless work for the Muscular Dystrophy Association every Labor Day weekend on the telethon, John was a video director and producer. Some of his video work was actually used on the MDA telethon. John turned his passion for metal music into an internet radio station, Bullspike Radio, which gained such notoriety within that genre of music, many of its top musicians would appear on it. John also created, along with his brother Josh, Rock Against Dystrophy. They would promote and present metal concerts to raise money for MDA. Limited? Hardly. When we take it upon ourselves to judge others, we wind up being the losers. We lose out on learning the facts of that life, facts which, certainly in John's case, offered lessons about overcoming, channeling drive and energy, along with finding a passion for our life. We read in Psalm chapter 96, verse 10, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously." And in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 22, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us." This is why God is the I Am. He has it all under his rule. And that's why Jesus, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, offers one of his many wise invitations: "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." This is why, as a believer, when someone sets out to judge you, that you have the complete authority from God to tell them, "There's only one who can judge me, and you're not him." Let's conclude with James chapter 4, verse 12. "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another?"